So I'm going to talk about goal setting, and there's actually a number of different ways that you can do this. And I decided to go with the Warren Buffett with my personal goals, the Warren Buffett rule. So you're going to actually brainstorm with a pen and paper, and you're going to write down 25 goals that you want to tackle in your life. And write those down. You might have 15, you might have 30, just write down whatever comes to mind. And then you're going to take that list and you're going to highlight the top five. And then you're going to take the rest of the list and just destroy them. Because what you want to do is focus on those top five goals and put your energy into those. And not move forward until you complete those five goals. For me, I've taken it a step further. I have two to three top goals that I look at every single morning, and I have them in what I call a playbook. It's my book that I look at every single morning for goal setting. So I've got, two to three top goals. So I have one related to my business, one related to my personal kind of health situation, and then I have another related to my relationship with my girlfriend. So those are the top three that I focus on every morning. So my actions are aligned with those types of goals. And it really helps me focus, because if I had like 10 to 15 goals on my paper, I would be really overwhelming to accomplish all of those goals. So I really get focused on what's really critical, and I make little tweaks and little notes along the way. For instance, if something comes up and it's like a roadblock, well, then I'll write down, how can I address that today? But it's really handy if you have like a little small journal that you write in every morning related to your goals. And if you can lock in your big three, two to three goals, take Warren Buffett's, five goal rule and even cut it down even further, you can accelerate your success. Because if you put all of your focus on two to three goals, you're going to accomplish those goals much quicker than if you're all willy-nilly and unfocused on many different types of goals. So give it a try if you're struggling to focus. I find that pen and paper is the way to go. You can write your goals down on, online and whatnot, but anyone can find a nice small little notebook or journal type pad to write down. Heck, you can even use sticky notes. But I think the physical act of writing on paper just really helps. And even though I'm an online paper only or a paperless kind of person, I don't think there's a substitute for paper when it comes to goal setting. So yeah, give it a try.